am so excited because I could lose a few pounds. We've talked about it. We all probably could, right? We all say we have to. J.J. Flazanes, and you'll correct me if I mispronounce, a great holistic fitness and weight loss coach, empowerment strategist, author, the host of the Fit to Love podcast. That's Fit number two. She's on a mission to transform the meaning of the word fitness, include the state of a person's physical body, also emotional, mental, and spiritual states. Just what I need! Hello, J.J.
Hi, Mitch.
I'm glad to have you on the show. And you have a great picture on there, by the way, which by itself is inspiring. But I'm telling you, what I mean, you have got it figured out, and a lot of people are in this country healthy, and they go to the treadmill. You know who they are. They're there every day, and they, you know, they eat carrots. And then you have the other part of the country, which I think is a bigger population percentage-wise than ever, right? The epidemic of obesity, where you're doing the frozen pizza, watching the movie. You know, so, I mean, that's a disconnect, correct?
It's a disconnect, but we're not helping the situation because we keep focusing on what you and I are just talking about, the fact that there's, like, top-level stuff, like eating and exercise. And the reality of it is what motivates you is not that stuff. And so the conversation needs to change because it's not about that you don't know that it's good for you to exercise or eat carrots.
Correct.
Or vegetables.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Go ahead.
Right. It's just the whole point of what's the underneath conversation. What's the motivating factors? Why? What's the resistance to it? These are more psychological, emotional conversations that people aren't having, which is why people jump from diet to diet to diet. They want the magic pill,
right,
but they don't want to look at why they are the way they are.
You are so right, and I'm glad, because when you go see your physician or your cardiologist or whatever, they will say, do you want me to set you up with a nutritionist? And you look at them, no, set me up with a priest, set me up with a psychologist. Fat people know why they're fat, right? It's not a question of knowledge.
Not necessarily. There are seven weight loss resistance factors. There are things that people who, quote unquote, think they're doing everything correctly miss. And I even have a quiz people can take to see, like, how they score. You'd be surprised at some people's identification of healthy. Like, you think one thing is healthy, and I might tell you that's the most unhealthy thing that you can do, but you've been led to believe it's healthy.
Oh, I understand in terms of the food pyramid and the grains and the breads. I mean, I don't know if you get into that, but I mean the emotional reason that when you drive by McDonald's or an Arby's and you've got $5, you stop and get something because you can. When you know you shouldn't, and you intellectually know you shouldn't, but something tells you, go through the drive-thru and get something.
Right. And so what needs to change is that internal conversation, but not even just the conversation, because you said it's that mental thing. Underneath the mental thing is the emotional thing. And it's something people don't want to look at, but we all understand that that's what drives all of our choices. And until that starts to change with some of the daily habits that we do, because you can't really make change until you start to change something you do on a regular basis. Then that's when those things get integrated and the choices become easier to make, and the choices become because you want to, not because you
should.
Well,
that's right. That's right. People that run all the time and they want to and they work out, they want to, right? I mean, it's desire, not discipline. I don't think discipline works long term. Is that fair to? It's one of my theories.
Yeah. Well, discipline is equal to willpower, and you can't willpower against your sort of set point for emotional and stress management.
Doesn't, not long term.
Right, right.
Well,
and it doesn't make it lifestyle, doesn't make it easy. You want this to be an easier choice. Doesn't mean the exercise itself will be so fun and amazing. I just got done doing some exercise myself, and it's hard, but you want to do it because you understand why you're doing it. You're committed to the bigger why and the long term of it.
Right, and you feel better afterwards. And if you, the alternative is just sit on the couch and eat the nachos, which is not a winning combination, right?
Well, and that doesn't make you feel good either. Most people
don't.
Yeah, feel terrible, and then they beat themselves up for it, and then they have body, you know, bloating and constipation and all the things that go along with eating all that food. So it's never a win,
well,
except for the 5 minutes it's in your mouth.
Not to mention the depression that comes from doing it, and then you want more food. I mean,
I'm sorry,
but that's the cycle. But if you can, okay, here's the key then, because it's very important. And J.J. Flazanes is our guest, and the podcast, the Fit to Love podcast. But to get somebody to change, especially when they've been doing this for years and their self-esteem is gone, they don't flirt anymore, they don't have the libido because of the estrogen from the fat, all this stuff, it's a vicious, vicious downward spiral. And people think of themselves in college when they were all that.
But now it's 30 years later, JJ. So how do you get that person? I mean, they're not going to be like you. You're like the Super Bowl, you know, look at your photo. But are they can at least, how do they start?
So I just wrote another book, and it's 20 years of me being a personal trainer and lifestyle coach and empowerment strategist, and literally looking back at who has had the most success and what were the steps involved for having long-term success. Because the long-term success becomes when you're integrating all the aspects needed to make lasting lifestyle change, not just to lose 5 pounds. You can lose 5 pounds very easily, but are you going to keep it off is the question. Are you going to change your habits? Are you going to feel better? So the book is called The Invisible Fitness Formula, 5 Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame.
Okay,
and it's not just the book. What I created was a 5-month program that goes step by step through the book, because you have to do it in a sequential order in order for you to start, again, slowly making these changes. You cannot expect that you read a book or do whatever, like short-term program, and your whole life's going to change. It has to be, that's not how it works. Nobody's set up to do that unless you've had a heart attack and you're really inspired, and then you just change your life around really fast.
You're afraid. The Invisible Fitness Formula, 5 Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame. Actually, you've got so much in your bio, that's midway down, so thanks for being me to it. Okay, then what's the first step then?
But the first step is digestion. Most people are counting calories. Most people are looking at this and that food or different plans. And I don't even really go over all the different options of different plans. I want to identify if you have good digestion, because most people don't, and they don't even realize it. Because people are used to living with bloated
processed stuff doesn't digest, right? I mean,
probably, but we all have food sensitivities. I mean, our food's been genetically modified for 30 years. People die of eating a peanut, for crying out loud. Our bodies do not respond the same way that it did before. So
well,
removing some of those foods that your body can't break down properly.
All right. Okay, go ahead. But okay, speaking of the fat person's, and I'm, you know, I joke, but what about the psychological drive that somebody has where they can't live without one more ice cream cone or one more cheeseburger? In other words, they're afraid of what life will be like if they don't have those things.
Totally. I totally get that. So the emotional aspect is the 4th secret in the step, in the process, in the book, in the program. But let me tell you, I have a very restricted diet to what the average person looking on to what I eat, but I eat anything I want. I have this cheeseburger. I just have a different kind of cheeseburger. I don't have a vegan cheeseburger. I have a real burger. It's grass fed and organic, but I may not have like real cheese. I may have a cheese substitute.
Do you have bread?
Or the ice cream.
Do you have bread? Do you have the bun?
I do have bread, but I have paleo bread.
In fact, I baked some
the other day. I still have bread. I just don't have the same bread that you have.
Yeah,
I can make anything anyone wants. I can make it taste good, and you'll like it, and it's better for you.
Well, I'm sure you can, but you can imagine how you reach a certain point. Bread is probably not good to have in the house. I mean, dough.
Paleo bread is because there's no grain in it. It's grain free. It's a keto kind of diet.
Paleo,
a lot of protein and fat.
Every store has it.
No. I made it.
Oh, you
it's
made it.
It's a very
it.
Easy
well,
recipe. Yeah, it's a very, very easy blender. Put it all in the blender. Put it in the oven. Recipe.
Okay. Well, a lot of people in this country are not going to make the bread, JJ. I'm sorry. I mean, they're doing well if they have an apple once in every 6 months. I mean, but you see, you're part of that population, and you're very narrow in your case, that is baking bread and working out and eating the right stuff. I dated a woman like that who said she had one brat a year. She had one brat a year, and she wouldn't finish the brat. Now, a person like myself wouldn't even think of not finishing the brat. So, I mean, there's a so what we have is a cultural polarization, JJ. That's what we're talking about. So you're trying to bring people into your population, into your side of the street.
I'm trying to let you know. So you're absolutely correct. There's a spectrum, right? There's one side, and then there's a spectrum that goes to the other side. It's just to get you on the line, moving inches towards
I understand.
The other side. It's not about jumping. It's about inching.
Well, that's a good point. And I see your photo with the bio, and I want to be on your team. You know, I don't want to be on the Orson Welles team, who's no longer with us, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's sad, too. John Candy, I mean, Chris Farley, I mean, they... they didn't want to look at themselves. They put, you know, I think in the case of one of the two would put black construction paper up on the wall of, you know, there's a dark side to being obese that, you know, people don't talk about.
Well, can I tell you one of the biggest emotional connections to that?
Yes.
So one of the things that most people don't recognize or make that connection is that emotional eating is an addiction.
Yes.
And we use food like we use alcohol and drugs and sleep and technology. We
yes.
all have addictions, but we don't identify it as an addiction, so we tell ourselves it's not a problem because I need to eat to live. But we don't realize that we're just constantly numbing ourselves with our food, both the amounts and the choices that we're making. And so we don't think there's a problem, except that I'm overweight and I don't know how to stop. And if we keep looking at the food, we're not going to get to the point that we're an addict, and there's a reason you're numbing your feelings. And that's really the biggest correlation I think people miss, which is why they keep making it about the food and the exercise, and it's not about the food and the exercise.
And if you could successfully in your books, in the recent book, The Invisible Fitness Formula, 5 Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame, make people see the shame that comes, and the shame will overwhelm the 5 minutes of good feeling or excitement. Have you seen, if you were going to, Shakey's Pizzas in your hometown, but, you know, those buffets, you know, where people line up for the buffets, and they're very large people, and they're always sitting at the table closest to the buffet so they can get in line first. Those are people who are excited, and it's a thrill to eat that pizza. And it's an emotional high. It really
right,
is.
Because it brings them joy. It brings them
exactly.
joy. And that's where we need to find joy in our lives that don't require food.
Because as soon as you're done eating the pizza, you feel ashamed again and you want to go hide. You don't want to, you're not going to flirt. You don't want to go out. You don't want to be seen. You want to go hide.
Right.
And so the stars I mentioned, sure, they had their act and they're funny and they would, you know, do their, but then privately they were miserable and lonely and desperate. And we see it with drugs, we see it with alcohol, we see it with food. And I would say, go ahead.
No, and the suicide, you know, you're completely right. And the people want to focus on, like, the celebrities that have been taking their lives and think because on the outside they were projecting funny or happy or
right,
successful,
right, right.
that they don't realize that that's just an outlet. And that sometimes even performing can mask your own pain because, again,
absolutely.
It takes you away from what you're actually... So we're not really having the right conversations in this country about... what drives all these choices, and it really is much more simple. It's more simple, it's emotion, than
yes.
people think it is, and it isn't that hard, really, to start looking at it.
Well, and so I would suggest that if you could find a way to get people to say no to that urge to, you know, the pizza or the chips or the ice cream, and how they can say no to that is to me, the huge step. Because that ice cream is always going to be there. It's like cocaine. It's like, you know, heroin. I mean, it's going to be there. I mean, so what you're describing is not easy. Otherwise, people would do it every day, and they don't do it every day, JJ.
Well, when I usually work with people, I have them replace instead of restrict. So we start with replacing so that the habit, and I mean, I had a client once, she coached with me for years, who chose me because I told her she could still have her ice cream. So she chose me because... I wouldn't take away her favorite thing.
Right.
And it's about, again, so you start off with replacing. You never restrict. It's never about restriction because I don't like being restricted
no,
either.
No, I understand.
So if someone thinks, well, I'm not going to go on a program because I don't want to give up this thing, well, we can find a way where you don't have to give up.
What kind of ice cream was it?
Well, she was eating at the time, like, regular Breyers or like dairy ice cream. But there's some really amazing Coconut Bliss and So Delicious.
Sugar-free?
They're not sugar-free, they are dairy-free.
Dairy-free.
No, I don't believe in sugar-free.
What do you get, okay, I understand, I'm glad you said that. Where do you get dairy-free ice cream?
At the grocery store.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I promise that local grocery stores will have at least one option, whether it be coconut or almond or soy. I don't recommend soy, but a lot of even Trader Joe's now has coconut and almond milk.
Whole Foods,
you can find
probably,
almond milk in your store. Yeah.
So it's dairy-free.
Mm-hmm.
And have almond milk, not regular milk, right? Or
almond milk or coconut milk or, again, like I said, soy, not a fan. But
well, soy's bad for men. I've heard it's bad for men. I've heard.
Soy's bad for everybody. I would tell everybody to stay away from soy.
So you can pretty much replace anything is what you're describing. I mean, you know.
Yep. And I have a cooking show, too. So on that cooking show, I teach people how to make easy paleo, gluten, dairy-free things. I am a Greek Italian. I love to eat, and I never feel restricted. So if I can do it, you can do it. And if you don't want to do it, I work with people to, you know, pick the best things at this restaurant or at this fast food place. It's, again, about just inching on that line.
Okay, I think this is great stuff. Where do you see the Fit to Love, your podcast, the Fit to Love podcast? Just go to
that. The podcast is the audio. You can find that on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. The cooking show is called, you can find that on my YouTube or on iTunes as well. The cooking show is called Easy Paleo Gluten Dairy Free Cooking. Or you can just come over to my YouTube site, which is jjflazanes.tv, and it's all there.
jjflazanes.tv. How do you get around pizza?
Oh, I make pizza. Oh, and I have an awesome pizza crust recipe. You will not miss the gluten.
Okay, well, if you're going to make it, you can get that too. You get the gluten-free pizza at the store.
In every city I have been in recently, there is some place that has a gluten-free crust, yes.
Yeah?
You can get it at the... I had frozen the other day. We had a little party, and I got a frozen... I mean, it's a regular brand. You can get a frozen gluten-free pizza at the grocery store.
What about the people that just aren't going to change because they won't eat that because they don't like it and taste good and they'll just be fat? Go ahead.
You have to, again, there has to be some decision at some point in time that you want a healthier body, a healthier longevity and an aging process, and you want to feel better about yourself and you don't want to suffer and you don't want to struggle anymore. If you don't have that and you're unwilling, then they're not going to do anything anyway.
No, you're going to sit and watch cable. You're going to watch a Columbo episode and... You know, order a regular pizza and have no dates. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, and I hate to get dark on this, but hey, let's face it, that's part of it, JJ. And I think you are a wonderful person, a positive force in this, and people should adhere to your advice because you're acknowledging that's emotional. It's not knowledge. I mean, people know that dough makes you doughy, anything white is bad, carbs are bad, processed carbs, people know that. But getting them to stop eating that is a different story, but at least you've identified the source, the emotions. J.J. Flazanes, the book, the newest book, The Invisible Fitness Formula, 5 Secrets to Release Weight and Body Shame. Boy, you've been doing this a while. You look young. You look like you just got out of college. So,
thank you.
On your photo.
It's because of my healthy lifestyle.
Well, you know, yeah, sign me up. And it's kind of like that movie where Don Ameche wanted to get the Fountain of Youth back in the day, and they all went in the pool and became younger, you know. You reach a point where you either die and have a heart attack or you turn the corner, right? I mean, that's kind of the fork in the road. A lot of people that fork.
Yeah, and I can work with you via Skype from anywhere in the country. So I'd be happy to train you, Mitch, if you wanted to get on a program.
Well, I don't know if your people have my email, so sign me up. I'm thrilled. I'll pay for the book, by the way. I've tried crash diets, and I've done all that stuff, and, you know, it doesn't work long term. So it sounds like a replacement and, you know, see the reward.
An integration.
I'm sorry?
Integration. Integration. Yeah, because integration is about taking each little step and making it part of your life, and it's changing your life. It's not temporary. It's not a diet. It's not 30 days. It's little by little making it a new way. And the only way to have that happen is to integrate all these things together. You're not going to get it all at one time. And then you're going to find out where you're comfortable on that line towards the healthier side. And somewhere you may stop and say, this is good enough for me. But at least it's maybe 3 inches further than where you were.
How do you do chocolate-free chocolate? How does that work?
Why would you want to do chocolate-free chocolate?
Well, you don't do sugar-free, so...
Oh, no, no. Well, actually, I did make a dark chocolate bark that's amazing, that is sugar-free, and it's amazing. I mean, minus the dried blueberries that are in it. It's coconut, and it's amazing.
Well, so sugar-free is okay at certain moments, but... All right, thank you
sugar-free.
So much.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it very much. You can give the website one more time, JJ, if you want.
Well, the main website's jjflazanes.com.
Okay, jjflazanes, FLIZANES.com. It's been wonderful. I appreciate it very much and meaningful for people who may be sharing some desperation out there. And you have, well, you never probably were unhealthy, but, you know, you're inspiring. So we thank you all for that.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right, take care. And we'll come back. This is the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
and Facebook Live.